In the studio with me today, we've actually got John Brandler from Brandler Galleries.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm loving it.
You're a fascinating man. We've just been having a very, very good talk while Elvis was playing there.
Well, you got to talk while somebody's playing.
So what have you got in store for us today?
I've got a conundrum, and that is most people will have seen in the news in the last week or so how the government has finally come around to understanding what everybody else in the country already knows, and that is that high streets are dead.
Yeah, they are.
Nobody goes shopping
anymore. It's all going online, yeah.
You go online, you know, you're watching something on television, you see it, you like it, you go on your iPad, click, 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 it's done, right? It was either Currys or Dixon's closed all their stores about 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
When they realised that people going into the shops, trying everything out, damaging it eventually, you know, and then going home and finding it online much cheaper. So they closed all their stores.
Yeah, yeah.
So the high streets are dying.
I think that was Dixon's. That was Dixon's, I think. Yeah.
And this is happening all over the country.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. So what I thought, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I got in touch with the council and they put me in touch with the county council. And I said, look, why don't we use some of the blank walls that the council own?
Yeah.
You know, like when you drive down Brentwood High Street.
Yeah, yeah.
You come to the traffic lights.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that junction. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, no.
But you come to the traffic lights, and because it's such a nightmare, you're sitting there for half an hour, and you're looking at a big blank wall.
Yeah.
Why not have a picture on it?
Yeah, that's good. A good mural. Yeah, yeah. Nice piece of artwork. Like, yeah.
There's all sorts of buildings around Brentwood. Big blank walls. Council-owned.
Yeah.
Blank. So I expressed this to various people, including county councillors. Nobody believes this is a good idea. I could get internationally known... Well documented. I mean, a friend of mine's just gone to a town on the French-German border, and they've painted a 17th century fort. He and a whole group of international artists, they did it for nothing. They did it for the cost of their hotel and their paint. That's it. And
really?
This is world-famous art being put into towns, but not in England, of course. No, no, mustn't do it. A blank wall is non-offensive.
It does seem a bit
silly. A blank wall is, it can't upset anybody. It can't stimulate anybody.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Croydon, on the other hand, they had a lot of empty shops. They had a lot of empty properties. Because, of course, that doesn't happen in England. they had a lot of empty shops. They had a lot of empty properties. They gave 20,000 square feet to a galleryist, and he is bringing artists in all the time, and Gala and Croydon. I mean, you know, who the heck ever goes to Croydon?
Yeah, yeah.
Is flooded with people going to look at the art on the walls.
See, that would, I think that would fine. There's nothing worse than a blank wall, a brick wall.
I mean, for months we've had that blue hoarding round the town hall. Is it still the town hall? I don't know. But anyway, we've had that blue hoarding.
That's right.
Untouched, pristine.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Nice, clean, inoffensive. Now we've got the posters up, banners up for the Brentwood Festival. Lovely. And then go back to being blue.
Yeah. It would be nice if it had a nice scenery on it, wouldn't it?
You know, something.
Would be nice.
And I would suggest that you know, the street artists would know the score, so they come, they paint on it, and they know it's going to be overpainted by another artist a week, 6 weeks down the line.
Yeah.
That's the street art culture. You know that you're putting it up, and it's a temporary thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, what incentive is there for street art to come to Brentwood when they know that the people of Essex, when there was a Banksy, for whoever you like's sake, on a wall in Clacton, it was there for less than 24 hours because one person complained and it was water jetted off.
No, really?
Now, let's be honest. Clacton is not the wealthiest town in the world.
No, not at all.
It needed the tourism.
It needed a Banksy.
It needed people to come and spend money with the local taxis, the local cafes, the local sweet shops, the local deck chair hire, the local everything. The pubs. Everybody benefited from people going to look at it, but only for less than 24 hours because one person complained to the council. Whereas if the council were behind the artwork, they could say, that's it. It's an art. It's like a museum. It's an open air museum.
It would be nice
because
there are a lot of blank walls.
Go to the post office about three times a week. You walk out of the post office and what faces you? 8 empty units.
Mm.
That's before you walk into the shopping precinct.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
where there have been units that have never ever been occupied.
Yeah,
and one of the two biggest units in the unit is empty.
Yeah.
So that doesn't encourage people to come to Brentwood.
No, it doesn't.
We were away last week, and several of the towns we were away in, the car parking is free.
Yeah.
So people go and they shop and they spend some money in the cafe. And they. Brentwood, of course, parking is expensive. The council argue they need the income. They only need the income because there's so few people in the town.
Yeah. If there was more people, they'd get more income.
Yeah, that's right, it would.
You know, it is. There are so many...
You have to inspire people to come here.
You inspire... Well, Brentwood doesn't inspire anybody to come here. I mean, we deal with people through the internet, yes, all around the world. We had, a couple of weeks ago, we had people come down from Carlisle, bought a picture, went home again. There's nothing... I can't say to them, by the way, have you seen? Why don't you?
That's quite a good idea, you know. It would brighten certain brick walls in the area up, because there's nothing more bland than just... There's one there. Nothing more bland than just looking at a brick wall. It's just... But as you say, it's this... We don't do something in case somebody complains.
One person might complain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when I had a picture and one lady complained about it in the window, it was by people called Connor Brothers, and they took a Shakespearean book and they brought it up to date.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first one they did was created for the day same-sex marriages became legal.
Yeah, yeah.
And they gave the entire edition to Stonewall. And the prince now selling for hundreds of pounds, but it was instead of Romeo and Juliet, it was Romeo and Julian.
Right, okay.
And it looked like a Penguin classic.
Mm.
Right. Then they took another Penguin classic. No, that's not fair. They took another Shakespeare Penguin classic publication.
Yeah.
And instead of a much ado about nothing,
yeah,
it was a load of fuss about all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. One woman complained that if she lifted up her four-year-old son, he could read it and it was offensive.
She shouldn't lift him up then.
How many four-year-olds know what we're talking about anyway, right? So
don't lift him up.
The first thing that happened was that the police came.
Oh, really?
Yes, under a public order of offence. Anyway, the police came, and the first thing that the gentleman said when he walked through the door was, I've come about what it says on the painting.
It actually said it on the painting, did it?
Yes, that was the title. Yeah, I mean, that's the modern version of A Much Ado About Nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If you think about it,
yeah.
Right? So, which we're not allowed to say on air, but anyway, right, you can work it out for yourself. Anyway, so, but this is the point. My point was, one person with a four-year-old, and I mean, can you imagine that home? Because that they can't have any radios, any TV, any films, nothing in the house, right? Anyway, one woman said that if her four-year-old could read that one offensive word, it was a public order offence. It didn't.
I'm surprised the police turned up.
They had to, because obviously this lady knows how to complain, and she would have taken action if the police hadn't done something.
Yeah, that's what they have to. Yeah,
which is frightening.
Yeah.
But it means it's the rule of one. So one person complains, and 59 or 60,000 people in Brentwood don't have the choice to complain or not.
Yeah. That's the way the country's going, though, John, isn't it?
And that's what the council's terrified of. Mm. Now, my attitude would be, put it on the wall. If you don't like it, have a public debate about it. Because when you complain to the police, of course, it's anonymous.
Yeah.
Right? So if you don't like it, stand up in public and say you don't like it.
Yeah, they won't know. These people don't, do they?
They hide behind the anonymity.
Yeah, that's right.
But if the council said, you don't like it, it's going to be there for 6 weeks. It's going to be or up to 6 weeks or whatever, you know. Artists are crying out for walls where things are going to be seen. We've got the blank walls.
Especially on that blue, as you say, that blue hoarding around the old town hall.
I mean, opposite me, there's a terrace of properties, and the end one is council-owned.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a big blank wall on it.
Yeah.
Though opposite me, there's a pub, and there's a big blank wall there. Now, the pub paid themselves to get some people to paint a painting of vines.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this isn't code. You know, this isn't a euphemism for anything else.
Yeah.
A grapes pub, grapes and a vine.
Yeah.
One of the neighbours complained.
Yeah, there's always someone, though, isn't there?
Right.
There's always
someone. The only window that faced their wall was their toilet with frosted glass.
Yeah, but they smashed the glass so they could see it properly and complain.
And it was vine leaves. and somebody complained.
Yeah, they now, do. See, art is a very touchy subject, to be honest. You know more than anybody else. Because especially when you go back to the Renaissance and all the rest of it, and you've got cherubs and naked people all over the place, they must have had nightmares back
then.
No,
it's symbolism. It was symbolism, so everybody understood the language of the pictures.
Right.
Right. Now people have lost that language.
Yeah, totally.
More importantly, when the lord of the manor or the guy or the kingdom, you know, small kingdoms all over the place, when the king or the royal family said, "That's our painting," you did not object.
I can imagine back then, no, you didn't.
You know, it wasn't an option.
No.
Now everybody is equal.
Yeah.
But they're not equal because it means the one person that complains can stop anybody else seeing it.
Yeah.
So that one person complaining actually considers themselves more important judgmentally than anybody else. That's not right, is it?
That's not right at all. A comedian, quite a good comedian, said that about this subject. Someone said to him, "Look, that joke you've just told, I feel offended." And he went, "So?" Nothing happens.
No. Exactly.
Your legs don't fall off.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't wake up tomorrow morning with one arm missing and you go, "Do you know what? I knew I was offended last night." Nothing happens.
No.
Don't look then.
No.
But the art is very much like this. People will, because they see it, especially like Banksy's. When you look at a Banksy, you can see this man's actually got some real talent.
Yes.
Because he done one with near the MI5 building in London.
Yes.
Where they was all listening
into the phone boxes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they do that anyway. We all know that.
Of course they do. But they, you look at that and you go, he's actually got some talent. When you observe it and you say, yes, it's spray painted on a wall, but he's actually got some talent.
We've been selling Banksy's since 2003.
And you said last time that you actually met him, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. At a friend's wedding. Yeah.
But he's very, very undercover.
He is undercover. But, I mean, his team aren't. His team are very...
Oh, he's got a team as well, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole team that support him. So, you know, he did that picture in Calais, in Dover, which I thought was rubbish, but, you know, he did it. And of a guy chipping off one of these stars from the Brexit flag, right?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't... It was an interesting picture, but it had no direction. It didn't tell you if it was for Brexit or anti-Brexit. It didn't tell you if the guy was mending it or chipping it.
Yeah,
you know, it was ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah.
Ambiguous. Whereas most of his pictures are very singly...
Very direct.
Direct.
Yeah.
But they're very witty. They're very sharp. They're very pointed, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
These people, the Connor brothers, they take old books, they revamp them. So they've taken...
That's an interesting idea.
Some of the Pulp Fiction books, and there's a little bit of sexy girl on the front cover, and "I don't want to go to heaven, none of my friends will be there."
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got that, yeah.
Or
yeah.
A girl sitting at a bar with a cocktail, you know, the old-fashioned V cocktail glasses, right? Like 1930s, 40s, very sexy girl looking, sitting there saying, "I drink to make other people more interesting." That sort of thing.
Yeah, that makes you think stuff.
They're witty.
Yeah.
They're fun. You know, put something like that on a wall. And people will smile. You know what it's like? You're in a traffic jam, somebody lets you out, you feel better.
Yeah.
You come to a T-junction.
That's called reciprocity.
I'll take your word for it. I couldn't spell it, but I'll take your word for it. You come to a T-junction, somebody lets you out, you feel better.
You automatically want to let someone else out then.
Yes.
Yeah.
You feel better.
Yeah.
You know, why on earth can't we make this town where people feel better for being in it rather than half the high street with empty shops in it, which is depressing.
Yeah.
You know, it would be very easy to make Brentwood a centre for people to come to.
It would be very nice.
The pubs will benefit, the cabs will benefit, the hotels will benefit. I mean, I know people come down from the north for the Tarry tours and things like that, right? Well, give them an extra.
It would be good. It would be, especially, and you've struck on something that's very interesting. That blue hoarding around the Old Town Hall would be perfect.
And?
It would be perfect to start there.
The other thing is, if you've got the right artists, you could sell it for an awful lot of money.
You could do. Yeah, you
we
could
We had a piece by Pure Evil, who's actually one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. We had a piece by Pure Evil. It was of a rhinoceros. And above the rhinoceros, he'd painted, "I am a unicorn."
Yeah.
It's about ambition and you know, people see themselves differently and all the rest of it, right?
Yeah.
So 8 feet high, 12 feet wide, on a hoarding in London.
Yeah.
I discussed it with the artist. I agreed price with the site manager. I bought the hoarding. I turned up with a lorry 24 hours later, it had been stolen.
Oh, no.
That was £15,000.
Oh, my word.
For one section of hoarding.
See, these things sell. You know, I don't have to tell you this. You know more than anybody else.
Right. So imagine if you'd got all that hoarding around the town hall. How much is the council losing by not being able to sell it?
Mm. Very interesting subject. John, you're a fascinating person. You really are. It's always really, really nice for you to come in. This is John Brandler from Brandler Galleries. Let's give your website a plug again if anybody's looking for some art.
Brandler-galleries.com.